Today's scripture reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16, and I'll read from to 21. Listen now to the word of God. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view, though we once regarded Christ in this way. We do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, but not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is the word of the Lord. I'll pray before we go into the message. God, we thank you for your word, for it is grace. It is a way that you express your love to us. You teach us how to live. You teach us what is right. Lord, you give us life-giving words. And so, Lord, I pray that as we sit and as we listen to your word, that we would allow our hearts to be open, that our ears would be open. Lord, Holy Spirit, come and allow us to receive the word so that it could take root inside of our hearts. Lord, we need you. Lord, even though sometimes we live our lives as if we don't, we really need your life. We really need your truth. We really need your words. So Lord, would you speak to us in a voice so clear today that we wouldn't miss it? And Lord, and help us not to be so stubborn that even as we hear the word, that we stay stuck in our ways. But Lord, help us to be like clay in your hands. And as you mold us and as you shape us, help us to become more like the people you want us to be. We thank you, God, and all this in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Today, I wanted to speak about being an ambassador of Christ. Being an ambassador is a very important role. It's a very important job. And actually, I looked up how to become an ambassador. And as I looked it up, I thought to myself, you know what? I think I could be a good ambassador. I looked at the requirements. I looked at some of the things, the job descriptions and like what you have to do. And I was like, hey, you know, I think I could become a decent ambassador. Aside from knowing many, many languages. I don't know many languages. But one of the things that it says is you have to be good at communicating, and you have to be good at peacemaking. You have to be good at problem solving. You have to be good at maintaining relationships with people. And those are some of the things that I think I'm pretty good at. Ever since I was young, I was always a good peacemaker. When my friends fought, whenever there was, you know, a fist fight in school, I used to be the one to jump in and break up the fight. That used to be kind of like my role and my identity. And I thought to myself, you know what, as I read this, I was like, I could be an ambassador. I don't have the right educational background and prerequisites for it. But what does an ambassador do? An ambassador is a representative of a country, and usually that person is stationed in a foreign country, and they deal with foreign relations. They represent the country in the UN, or they represent their home country in a foreign country. And mainly, their main job is diplomacy, keeping the peace, and to improve relations with the country that they're in. That's the job of an ambassador. And something that I thought of is when you are an ambassador, it's really important what you say. It's really important the things that you make public with your mouth, because you don't represent yourself anymore. You might have certain views. You might have certain opinions about things. But once you become an ambassador, your words represent a country. And so you have to be very mindful of the things that you say, the way that you act. It made me think about something in the NFL. In the NFL, the National Football League, once you join a team, once you become a member of that team, you represent the team. And so they have a fine. They have a system. It's almost like a penalty system in which you can be fined if you represent the team in the wrong way. So if you have a DWI, or if you, you know, do something wrong, if you have some kind of scandal, then they have a specific fine that they give to you, and they call it conduct detrimental to the team. So even if you don't listen to the coach, or if you fight with a teammate, or if you do something along those lines, they say, you are going to be fined for conduct detrimental to the team. What it means is you now represent us, and you are not helping the team. And so because of that, you are going to be fined. You are going to receive a penalty. And in a sense, when an athlete, they go through a scandal, it ends up being a bigger deal because they represent the team. And not only that, but a lot of times they have sponsorships, so they represent a brand. And so when Tiger Woods, and he's back to being prominent now, but when Tiger Woods went through his scandal, a lot of his endorsement deals dropped. A lot of the people that were paying him money to wear their clothes, to drink their drink, to come out on commercials, they dropped him because they said, you no longer do a good job of representing our brand. And so when you are a brand ambassador, when you are an ambassador for a team, when you are an ambassador for a country, you have extra responsibilities. You have something that you need to do. You have a job at hand. And what Paul is saying is we are ambassadors of Christ. And that's something that we really need to start thinking about and taking a little bit more seriously. I think a lot of times, you know, it becomes a catchphrase. It becomes something that we know. We repeat it a lot. But a lot of times in our lives, are we living every day of our life knowing from the moment that you wake up, every relationship that you have, every person that you meet, that as you speak to them, as you relate with them, that you are representing the kingdom of God, that you are representing Christ to them. There are so many moments in which we need to remind ourselves, I represent Christ. I represent the kingdom of heaven. When you're driving and someone cuts you off, I represent Christ. When you're patiently waiting for a parking spot, but someone cuts in front of you and takes it, I represent Christ. When you face racism or sexism or any sort of prejudice, remember, I represent Christ. When you find out someone is gossiping about you, I represent Christ. There are so many circumstances in which we need to remember who we represent. You see, what this verse and what this passage is kind of talking about is that our old selves, you know, that passes away. Our individualistic self, our selfish self, that way of living is supposed to pass, and we are supposed to be new creations. And as new creations, we are ambassadors of the kingdom of God. You are representatives. And the other thing that I wanted to kind of bring up is that as ambassadors of Christ, you have a responsibility. You have a job to do. And if you haven't considered yourself to be an ambassador, then we haven't been doing the job. Then we haven't been doing the job that has been required of us in this world. There is something broken in this world. And as ambassadors of Christ, we are called to go in, and we have a job to do. What is that job? What Paul says in this passage is that we have the responsibility of the ministry of reconciliation. He's reminding us, you see, God reconciled himself to us. He bridged that gap. He fixed that relationship. It was broken, but it was fixed by God. And now what he says is, but we are ambassadors. Now we have the ministry. That ministry has been passed to us. God has given us that ministry. And that is something that we are supposed to carry. And that is something that we are supposed to speak. That is something that we are supposed to preach to others that we meet. I know that for many years of my own life, I didn't know that I was an ambassador of Christ. I kind of had a loose understanding of what that was, but what I can honestly and in some ways, in an embarrassing way, say, but I wasn't doing my job. I wasn't doing my job. I wasn't telling people about the grace. I wasn't telling people about the love of Christ. I just lived my life. I just got through my days. And the things that I wanted to do, I did. And if there was something that I didn't want to do, I didn't do it. But as ambassadors, You have a job that you need to do. You see, I don't know why this became the example that I thought of, but there are broken things in my house. There are a lot of broken things in my house. If you ever come over, you know, there are lights that don't work. There are things that my father tried to fix that he's not the handy one in the family, I'm sorry to say. So he tries to fix it, and then it kind of breaks, and then he just leaves it broken. There are things like that in my house. There are light fixtures that don't work. If you turn on a switch in my house, nothing happens. And we have an understanding as people that unless someone comes to fix it, unless someone comes to do their job, it won't get fixed. The job won't be done. That light will not turn on. And yet, as we live in this world, as we look at the brokenness around us, one of the things that we need to understand is if we do not carry this message, if we do not carry the ministry of reconciliation out into this world, we are not doing our job, and it's going to remain broken. And there are going to be people who are in desperate need of hope, in desperate need of love, in desperate need of salvation, who are not being reconciled to God. Is that not what we do when we go on missions? We are carrying the ministry of reconciliation with us. It's not because we're better than them. It's not because we have more than them. It's not because we have something to teach them or that we have learned so much that we are above them. But what we are doing is we're carrying the ministry of reconciliation. We're saying God reconciled himself to us by sending his son into this world to die for my sins, to die for your sins. And what we're going to do is exactly what Paul is doing in this letter. Be reconciled. Be reconciled to Christ. Come to God. Accept his forgiveness. Accept his love. Accept his grace. And until the people of God start seeing that as a responsibility, you know, that work won't be done in the fullest that it could be done in. People of God, what are we doing with what Christ has given to us? We are ambassadors who have a task. We are ambassadors who have a job. We are ambassadors who have a responsibility. We are meant to continue the ministry of reconciliation, to carry the message that Christ died for our sins and that Christ died for the world's sins. And because of that, that God counts us as righteous. There are so many people in this world who live thinking that they are not worth anything, that because of what they have done, they are not worthy of grace, that they are not worthy of love. They look inward to themselves, knowing all the mistakes that they've made. God needs people to step out to them and to carry that message that God loves them, that God forgives them, that God wants them in his family as well. Who have you carried this message to? Who have you brought the ministry of reconciliation to? Have you been living your life as an ambassador of Christ? God, would you make me an ambassador? God, make me a representative of your kingdom. If we haven't been doing that, if we haven't been taking that seriously, then that should be the prayer of our hearts. God, teach me what to say. God, help me to know what to do, and help me to start doing my job. As we live in this world, I hope that you will remember that we are ambassadors of Christ in the actions, in the way that you speak, in the way that you deal with people. And know that if we are not doing our job, that job will be left undone and that we have a responsibility. Of course, it's Christ. Of course, it's the Holy Spirit that reconciles. But he needs people to carry that message. He needs people to be out in the world, in whatever place that God has placed you, in your families, among your friends, in your workplaces, in your neighborhoods, in your communities, to become good representatives, to become people who will do the job that Christ has left in our hands. Let us pray. God, we represent you. And it seems like such a heavy burden sometimes. And honestly, we know that we don't deserve to represent you. But because you died for our sins, and because we acknowledge you as our Savior, Lord, you call us into your family, and you ask us to represent you in this world. God, give us the strength Give us the courage. Help us, Lord, to represent you in a way that really brings glory to your kingdom. God, there is a job to do. And even just watching the nightly news, we can see that there is so much darkness in this world. There's so much brokenness. But Lord, would you give the church the strength to stand up and to start taking on the role that you've given, to start seeing the job at hand, the task at hand, and facing it head on. We pray, O Lord, that you would make us strong and courageous ambassadors. We thank you, God, and all this in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. All together.